This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pat Bostick, Pitt color commentator, former quarterback. He joins right now as he's headed to the ACC Championship. Pat, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. Reprise that music. Yes, go ahead. We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining. We talked a lot. We talked to Pat Narduzzi just the other day. We've talked about this Pitt game. We talked about this matchup. And we talk a lot about Kenny Pickett. But let's step away from that for a moment. Are we talking enough, because generally we talk about the hometown team a lot, but are we talking enough about what this Wake offense can potentially do to the Pitt defense? And how much are you a little bit worried about the Wake offense?
Yeah, I mean they're a good group. They are that quarterback Sam Hartman's played really well. They run the RPO about as good and different than anybody else. I mean they ride the mesh for like 2 seconds. The quarterback takes like 3 steps towards the line of scrimmage. So for those linebackers, I mean it really looks like run. And the RPOs, you know, was a problem for Pitt earlier in the year. I think they've got a great group of receivers led by A.T. Perry, who is they got two guys with over 1,000 yards. So they're going to challenge you in the slot, outside, and all of it is going to come off of that run look. And we know how geared up Pat Narduzzi's defense is to stop the run, but what's most dangerous about this Wake offense is their ability to throw it. And then if things break down, Sam Hartman's, he's dynamic in scramble situations.
What's your confidence level if this thing does get into a shootout, Pat, that Kenny Pickett and Pitt come out on top?
You know, if it gets into a shootout, I think it favors Pitt. Quite frankly, I think they're the better drop-back passing team. You know, I think Wake's better when they have the threat of the run. If it gets into a, you know, you're just trading blows and it's just, you know, throwing the ball all over the place, I think Pitt's the better drop-back passing team. I think Kenny Pickett's the better quarterback. So my confidence level is high if that's how the game goes.
Are we talking so much about quarterbacks that we're not talking enough about the Pitt running game may be the difference in this football game?
100% agree, Colin. I think, you know, Pitt's run the ball when it's needed to all year and should get Israel Abanikanda back. Rodney Hammond's been great. Vincent Davis has had 2 straight great weeks. They're able to control the game and put together long drives. And we saw that early in the year. I think for 3 straight weeks in the month of October, they were able to outpossess the opponent, I think 10 minutes to 5 in the fourth quarter. And that might be on the low side. So that's a championship formula, and if they need to draw on that tomorrow, I think they can draw on that, and it'll lead them to a victory.
We talked to Gary Stokin, the CEO of the Peach Bowl, yesterday, Pat, and he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's a Beachview native, so he's excited at the prospect of having Pitt come there, and he basically outlined how things are going to work. You win the ACC championship game, you're in all likelihood headed to the Peach Bowl. I feel like there's this momentum building now amongst Pitt fans, like, hey, let's just get past Wake, and I know the team doesn't think that way by all means, or the coaching staff, but how big of a disappointment would it be, do you think, for everyone involved, not just the team and the players, but the fan base, to get to this point, and if they can't get past Wake, and it means instead, I don't know, the Cheez-It Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to win this game. This is what you work for. You want to win a championship, bring that back to Pittsburgh, and it's all out there in front of you. That being said, I mean, this team's done, you know, something that not a lot of Pitt teams have done over the last 50 years. And I think you can carry that with great pride and go out there and let it hang out. You know, I don't think this is a game that you press and say, oh, we have to win it. I think this is a game you go out and just get it done and go play ball and let the chips fall where they may. Either way, this has been just a terrific year for Pitt football. You got two, you know, players in Pickett and Addison that are, you know, they're up for major national awards. There's just been a lot of great buzz around it, and I got a feeling that buzz will continue tomorrow night.
Well, let's talk about that, and that's something that I want to talk to, especially with you. Okay, there's buzz around Pitt football, and people always talk about recruiting that. Let's step away from that. Tell me about what the people, because you intimately know about this, are people apt to give more? Are people who are boosters, are they back that maybe were lost on Pitt football for a while and are back in tune with the program? Is there a magnetism that you can measure that's different, that people have made a commitment now into the future? Let's talk about alumni a little bit and not people that are recruits. Can you quantify that at all? And I'm not asking for hard numbers, but tell me some of the effects that it's had in that community.
Yeah, it's had a lot, Colin. I mean, it's, you know, in my role, you kind of wait for these moments to happen because there's a lot of people, obviously, that they've had some bad memories over the years. And before they invest in something, they want to see that it's moving in the right direction and that has a chance to really be successful. I think you're seeing the formula that Pat Narduzzi set forth 7 years ago bear fruit: consistency, continuity, veteran guys. They play a certain way. And, I mean, 7 points away from being 12-0. And I think that gives people excitement about the future. I think they see the type of kids that Pat Narduzzi recruits and the type of guys that represent our program. And they want to rally around it. And I think Heinz Field, you know, I know there'll be talk about the number of fans, but the crowds we've had at Heinz Field this year have been as into it as I can remember. And that certainly bodes well for the future. And, I think people are feeling great about where this program is going, and we're certainly seeing that on a daily basis with how people are giving back.
Pitt color analyst Pat Bostic with us here on the Fan Morning Show, previewing the ACC championship game down in Charlotte tomorrow night, 8 o'clock here on the Fan. Pregame coverage starting at 5. Is the window still open that if Kenny goes off tomorrow night, he can win the Heisman?
I mean, he's got the curtain call. I mean, he's at 8 o'clock. I think the SEC championship's at 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And Bryce Young's got quite a formidable defense in front of him. So I would say Bryce Young's probably the odds-on favorite, but if that game doesn't go the way Alabama wants it and Kenny goes out and goes off, I think he's got more than a clincher's chance to win that Heisman Trophy.
Between this, the ACC championship, and then a bowl game after that, there is some danger in the Pat Bostic diet that's about to happen over the next month or so, Pat. You aware of this?
I'm very aware of it. Plus, you got Christmas to throw in there with
yes,
all cookies
yeah.
and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, this is not good. I got to exercise self-control and, you know, use my willpower, but listen, I'll gain 30 pounds if it means we're going to win an ACC championship.
There he is. Take one for the team, Pat Bostic. Pat, thank you so much. Go get a win. We'll talk to you again next week. We appreciate it, as always, man.
All right, boys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, certainly. Pat. Safe travels.
He's just so good. So good. I love him. But, yeah, he's on that banquet circuit now, man. I love it. And, you know, he sells it. He's great at – he is unbelievable at everything he touches.
He really is.
I really – it's great ambassador for the university, great color commentator. And, you know, this is why I love, you know, hometown radio and why I love guys that are – that do games for, you know, whether it's the Steelers, whether it's the Penguins. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what team all across the country is. You find those people that truly love it. I mean, he stood under center for this team. He's played at Pitt. When he calls a game, it's with emotion and it's with, I want this team to win, and I don't need to hide that.
No. You don't want your color analyst for your college football team to hide it. You want him to do a little dance when Kenny Pickett makes some crazy kind of throw.
Give out the officials' names if you
well,
have to.
Let's pump the brakes there in Lubbock.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.